Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Saturday night, February the 17th, 2018. And yes, you are now in tune once again to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member, I am also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where none other than our pastor and shepherd is Bishop James A. Jennings. Minister Rambis will be bringing the word again on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners if you would get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word. And also, I'm letting you know in advance, please do not go off the line or off the internet after he delivers the word on tonight, because you want to be blessed by the musical selection that he has chosen for tonight at the close of his message. And his closing song is titled, Jesus is All I Need. Once again, Jesus is All I Need. And this is will be coming to us by the Jackson Southerners. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to receive the word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy toward each one of us on tonight. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. You're awesome in all your ways. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. And we thank you that you never slumber, nor sleep, nor lie, or fail. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are. We pray, Lord, you will move by your Spirit over this airways on tonight, that you would have your way in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we come with an extensive prayer request list on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners if you would include these individuals in your prayer list and prayer request as I read off this list on tonight, included for our prayer list. And we want to be praying, including my father, James Brown Sr., who is dealing with stage 4 cancer. We want to keep him in prayer. I must admit that he is a backslider, but God has a way of bringing them back to the fold. So I'm asking you all to pray that God's will be done in the life of my father. And also we're praying for Brother Raymond Eppinger and also Sister Ruby Eppinger, who is also dealing with cancer. We're praying for Sister Gloria Simpson. She's a retired nurse, and she's having heart issues, and the doctors cannot determine what is causing her heart issues, but we know that God is a heart fixer. So we are lifting up Sister Gloria Simpson in prayer on tonight. We also lifting up the family of Sister Ella Mae Johnson, who made her transition on today. Sister Johnson's one of her son had heart surgery about 2 months ago, but we want to report that he's doing very well and he's improving. But her family are dealing with a lot of issues right now. They're dealing with their brother who has heart issues, and now they're dealing with the issue of their mother making her transition on today. So we want to keep the family of Sister Ella Mae Johnson in prayer. We're also praying for all those that have been affected by the Parkland, Florida school shooting this past Monday. We want to keep those families in your prayers. And also we want to keep in prayer the entire family and friends of Detroit police officer Darren Weathers, who was killed in a car accident this week. And then we also want to pray for the entire family in the loss of 3 family members in one day on Monday. And also we just heard on yesterday that the wife killed her entire family, her husband and 2 grown children, and then committed suicide on yesterday. So we have so much to be praying for. And I know that not just off of this prayer list that I just called off, but I'm sure that you, the listeners, have people in prayer. So we want to touch and agree with all our prayer requests on tonight, because we know that God is a God that is able to heal, deliver, and he's still working miracles even today. So we ask, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen all those that are suffering in the loss of bereavement, in the loss of loved ones on tonight. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And also, Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you would move by your Spirit in the lives of those that are dealing with different illnesses. And we know that you are the doctor. You're the chief physician. We know that you have never lost a patient. So we pray, Lord, and we stand on your word, and we pray that you would help us to remember that Jesus Christ is our healer. So we lift up all those that are dealing with issues, Heavenly Father, in their bodies, minds, and spirit on tonight, that you would heal and deliver and set free as only you can in the name of Jesus. So Heavenly Father, it's our prayer on tonight that you would move by your Spirit over this airway tonight. And as your word goes forth through Minister Rambis on tonight, should there be any listener that is not saved on tonight, it's our prayer and our desire that something will be said to the point that they will surrender. They will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We just ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we realize and we know that it's not about us. We thank you that you allow us to be your vessels and your servants and ambassadors to spread the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. And we don't take it lightly or for granted, but we just thank you in advance for what you're yet to do through this worldwide platform. And we just give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. Once again, we know that you're worthy to be praised. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, every day, thank God first, then expect great things. Once again, our tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, every day, thank God first, then expect great things. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassador vessels And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, this time I am going to do a reading, and it's going to be a God decree. Some of you may have heard me read this God decree before, but instead of doing a music break on tonight before the message, I'm going to read this God decree. And this is a God decree. This is a promise from God to the saints of God. And so I'm asking all listeners, if you would take this down, this scripture, and it's coming from the Message Bible on tonight. It's going to be found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, once again. And this is to motivate, this is to encourage the listeners to continue to stand on the wall, continue to fulfill your God purpose, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on around you, even though we're all dealing with different issues, we thank God that He knows all about it. So continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Continue to fulfill your God purpose. While waiting, continue to stand on your faith and believing and trusting God that He's going to do just what He said He's going to do through His God decree. Again, it's found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, and this is coming from the Message Bible, and it says to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. And that's a promise from God. So that is my word for tonight from me to you, the listeners. And again, I thank God for each one of you, the listeners. I don't want you all to think that I take you lightly or for granted. I appreciate you, each and every one of you, and I ask that you continue to pass the word to your neighbors and friends and your pastors and ministries and co-workers, even your enemies, and let them know about this worldwide ministry. That's what this is. It's a ministry. It's a worldwide platform. And so we've given God praise, glory, and honor. We're spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, compelling men and women, boys and girls to come in and be saved before it's too late. Because guess what? Jesus Christ is coming back again sooner than people think. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? I thank God that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. Well, right now, we are getting ready to go into the Word. And again, this Word is coming to us tonight and from none other than Minister Saran Rambis. Again, he is a member, I am also a member, of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, Michigan, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. So right now, we're going to get ready to go into the Word, coming to us again from Minister Saran Rambis. And I do pray that you, the listeners, have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's Word on tonight. So right now, we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis as he gets ready to deliver God's Word. Be blessed by the Word. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Stand by just one second. We know how the enemy always try to intervene, but he is a liar. And God is going to be glorified even on tonight. Through the Word.
We will rejoice and be glad in God. We come to sing songs of praise. We come to pray about our predicament. Now it's preaching time. We need to hear a word from you. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds. Lord, please speak to our situation. I ask that you would hide me behind the cross. Speak through me. Use me for your service. Allow me to be used as a vessel. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Before I start, let's give it up to the greatest bishop on this side of heaven, Bishop James Jennings, and I thank him for this opportunity. Amen. We come from a heritage of people that believe in God. It was God that helped them through the contradictions of life. When we were considered to be three-fifths of a man, when we were not allowed to read or write or attend school, it was that oral tradition that has been passed down through generation and generation that God will make a way. That we serve a God who is able, a God who is able to make a way out of no way. They had built schools and churches and houses with little or no resources. But deep down inside, all they knew was that God will make a way. Despite the racism and the social opposition, slavery, Jim and Jane Crow, deep down inside, they believed that God will make a way. So if you don't get nothing else tonight, I just want you to hold on to that line that God will make a way. Now, because of that oral tradition, we become lawyers and doctors, business owners, managers, but we didn't get there on our own. It was because the seasoned saints instilled in us that God will make a way. It was that they believed that God in the Bible can do all things, that all things was possible if you believe in him. And that is what carried them through. That is what got them over. And so if the truth be told, some of us sitting here today, that's the only thing we got to hold on to. It's the only thing that's keeping us going on. And so some people might call it survival. But I like to call it the grace of God. It was nothing but God's unmerited favor that has brought us through. It was his grace that has kept us. And so once again, I like to remind you on it, keep it in your mind that God will make a way. And so that's the assignment I have this morning. It's to encourage the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, Shield of Faith, Christians all across this land, that although we might be facing some difficult days ahead, some difficult situation we may encounter along the way, stay encouraged because God will make a way. So no matter what situation you find yourself in, I want you to believe that the God of the Bible, the God that I serve, the God that kept my mother being a single parent, the God that helped my grandparents raise 10 children, the God that's keeping you right now, the God that parted the Red Sea, the God that delivered Daniel, the God that delivered the three Hebrew boys, the God that raised Jesus from the dead, that same God that woke you up this morning. I'm talking about the same God that don't change. He changes not. The same God that allowed you to cross over from 2016 to 2017, the same God will make a way. I'm not trying to holler at y'all a little bit, but I get a little excited, amen. But I know that life can be tough. Life can be filled with its challenges and its difficulties. Some of our own doing, and some that some people just dumped on us. You know, so let's look at our text for the day and let's see how this woman dealt with the difficult situation she was in, facing, amen? In the story of our text, we see a woman that's dealing with death. Her husband just died. And to make matters worse, he left her with a lot of bills. Yeah, I know I got some people that know bills, huh? Y'all think bills live at your house, huh? You got so many. But to make matters worse, that these are not just her bills. She didn't create these all by herself. These are bills that he left. So can you imagine, not only you got to deal with your stuff, but you got to deal with somebody else's. And so this is the situation we find her in. She's dealing with being deserted, being left alone. The creditors are threatening to take her son. She had already lost her husband. And now she faced losing her sons as well. And so I know many of you can identify with difficult situations. So for the first thing I like to point out in this text is, when you find yourself in a difficult situation, cry out to God. Amen. It's right there in verse 1. You see, she cried out. And crying out to God should not be your last option, but it should be your first option. Amen. When you find yourself in a difficult situation, before you call your best friend, before you call your boo, before you post it on Facebook to all your so-called friends, call your true friend who will stick closer than a brother. Cry out to God, because I found out that he's the kind of God that will hear your cry and he will pity your every moan. Cry out to God, because he is able. He is able to do just what he said he would do. He said he will make the crooked way straight. He said he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Cry out to God. So when you find yourself in difficult situations, you ain't got time to get all prim and proper and pretty and use all big to the ditty words. All you have to do is say, Lord, it is me that's standing in the need of prayer. Lord, it is me. I need you. Cry out to God. I know I got some witnesses here. Have you cried out to him? Didn't he come and see about you? Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen. The second thing I like to point out in our text for today is, when you're facing life difficulties, you have to take inventory of what you have. Because one of the questions after she told the prophet her story, after she told the prophet her dilemma, the prophet asked her a question. God is asking us a question this morning. What is in your house? Not just in the church house, but what is in your house? And so the first thing that jumped out to me was that we can play a part in our own miracle. Because God, what God was showing me was that a lot of times we need, what we need is already in the house. Have you heard that before, Shield of Faith? What you need to get out of your difficult situation is already in the house. And so what you have in your possession, you have to be willing to place it in God's hands. Because you see, her response was, all I have is a pot of oil. And so in some translations said a little oil. And so, like this woman, we have to stop downplaying what we got. We have to realize that God don't make no junk. And so what happened is we miss it. This is where we miss it a lot of times, because we don't value what we have and who we have in our life to be a blessing. And so what happened is we start to compare. We start looking at other people's grass. Start looking across the fence. You know, we start to compare with what other people have. And so what God is saying is, for your miracle, God is going to take what you have. You must realize that what we have may be little, but it can become much when we place it in the master's hand. Amen. Somebody says, say abundance, overflow, more than enough. That is what happens when you involve God. Because what we must do, we must stop telling God and praying to God about what we don't have. We must start telling God and ask him to bless what we do have. And I declare that your miracles will start to manifest. Amen. Amen. The third point I got from this text is you must be willing to walk by faith. Amen. The prophet tells the woman to borrow pots from her neighbors and to go in her house and shut the door. I'm glad she's not like most of us, because when we receive a word from God, from the prophet, we say we got to pray about it. Let me run that by a couple of friends. Let me sleep on it. But the Bible says that she went and did what the prophet said. And so she followed the instruction. Yeah, I know God done told you to do some crazy stuff. And it might sound crazy. It don't make sense. It don't add up. But like this woman, we should walk by faith. We are to do what God has told us to do. And so I would like to encourage you once again this morning to walk by faith. Because what God is waiting on is for us to follow his instruction. Because he has already given us a path to our deliverance. He already has given us a way of escape. But he's waiting on us to follow his instruction. Because when we follow him and walk by faith, faith is the key that will unlock your miracle. Faith allows us access to be filled by God. How many want to be filled by God today? God is waiting on us to walk by faith so we can be filled. And so as I wondered about life application, what can I leave with the people today? And so as I read the text, I wonder what was the significance of the empty pots. He said, go get empty pots. And so God revealed to me that we are the pots. And in order to be filled by God, in order to be filled with his anointing oil, in order to be filled, we must be empty. We must be empty. We must remove all that stuff we got. So in order to receive our breakthrough, we must be emptied of all the anger. We must be emptied of all the hate. We must be empty of all the unforgiveness. We must empty ourselves in order to be filled by God. Because God got some things he wants to fill us with. He got some love. He got some peace. He's got some joy. When you're weak, he want to fill you with some strength. When you on the low end, he want to fill you with some abundance. He want to give you more than enough. When you burden down, he want to give you life. How many want to be filled by God? Well, you must believe. You must believe that he will make a way. We must believe that though our circumstances may seem dark and gloomy, look past all of that and say that he will. He will make a way. We must believe that he is still opening doors. We must believe that he is still closing doors. We must believe that he is still making a way. We must believe that he is still giving peace, that he is still mending broken hearts. We must believe that God is able. We must believe that he's still a giving God. He's still a God that gives gifts today. He's still giving hope. We still believe that he gave the best gift that he ever had when he gave his son to die on an old rugged cross. For you and I, sins that we committed, we must believe that he still is making a way. When you ain't got no money, I come to tell you that he's still making a way. If you're going to say amen, you might as well get in on it now. Because when you ain't got no love, when they walked out on you, he still is making a way. When you're discouraged and you feel lonely all by yourself, he still is making a way. He's still giving hope to a hopeless situation because he is the hope of our salvation. I just come to tell you that God will and God can. God will and God can make a way. Aren't you glad that he's still making way today? Oh, come on, don't fool me here. I'm through, but I just came to tell you that God will make a way. I know you already said it, preacher, but I'm going to say it again. God will make a way. I know it don't look like it sometimes. The way might get dim and dark, but God will make a way. My mama made it on that. My granddaddy made it on that. I'm making it on it right now because God will. God will. I said God will. He's a will in the middle of a will. God will. God will make a way. I don't know about you, but I'm not giving up. I'm holding on to his unchanging name. I just believe that my matter is going to be greater. I just believe I've had some good days in my life. But I just believe that there's a brighter day ahead. Do you hear me? So keep pressing. Keep moving. Keep striving. Because God will. God can. He's able to do it. God will. Make a way. Amen. As you stand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful word on tonight. Someone needs to be reminded and know that God will make a way. I too am a witness that God will make a way. But you got to believe it and you got to receive it in your heart. And you got to do it all by faith, knowing that God is a man that he cannot and he will not lie. He is a God, he's a promise keeper. God keeps his word. He's not like man. God definitely keeps his promises, and I'm so glad that he does. So we thank God for ministers Sharon Rambis on tonight for delivering that powerful word to me, not only to me, but to you, the listener, on tonight. Receive that word on tonight and remember and know, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you heard, no matter what you might be even hearing right now, know that God will make a way. So right now, I am going to go right back over to this prayer list before we go off the air on tonight, before I play Minister Rambis' closing song. Once again, it's titled Jesus is All I Need, and it's coming to us by the Jackson Southerners. But before I bring that final selection from Minister Rambis, I am going to go back over this prayer list that I named off before at the beginning of the prayer. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please include these people in your prayers along with your prayer request. Thank God that he's a God that sits high and look low, and he's everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send God anywhere because he's already there. So I'm including in this prayer list, and I'm asking, inquiring and asking all listeners if you would include these following people in your prayers as well. Again, my father, James Brown Sr., who is dealing with stage 4 cancer. We want to continue to lift up Mother Phillips. We want to continue to lift up Brother Raymond and Sister Ruby Ebinger, Mother Phillips is dealing with also. She had a cancer issue, but we already thanking God in advance for her healing. We thank God for the healing of my father and also Brother Raymond and Sister Ruby Ebringer. She is dealing with cancer as well, and she's getting ready to start radiation and chemotherapy. We want to keep in prayer Sister Gloria Simpson. Again, she's a retired nurse, and she's having heart issues, and the doctors cannot seem to find out what's causing the problem, but we know God is able. We want to continue to lift up the family of Sister Ella Mae Johnson. She made her transition on today. Her son had a heart attack about 3 months ago, and she was dealing with his issues. And then she was, had some friends that went on to be with the Lord. So she had a lot on her plate. And then she turned around and suffered with an aneurysm. But she made her transition on today. So we want to keep the family of Sister Ella Mae Johnson in prayer. Also, we want to keep in prayer all those that have been affected by the Parkland, Florida shooting on this past Monday. We want to keep in prayer the entire family and friends of Detroit police officer Darren Weathers, who was killed in a car accident. And then also we want to continue to pray for the entire family of those that was killed. There were 3 family members that were killed in one day on Monday. And then we heard on the news today that yesterday the wife killed her husband, and then she killed the grown son and daughter, and then committed suicide yesterday. So we have a lot to be praying for. The word of God said the prayer of the righteous still availeth much. So we thank God that he is a prayer answering and a prayer hearing God. So we just want to continue to lift up all those that I called up on this prayer list on tonight. And then we want to continue to lift up all those that you may have on your prayer list. I don't know who you are or where you are, but know this, God knows. He knows everything. There is nothing hidden from God. Aren't you glad that we serve a God like that? He's everywhere at the same time. He's full of love and compassion toward all of us in spite of ourselves. I thank God for his grace and his mercy on tonight. So we're just going to continue to be mindful to keep all those in prayer that we called off, because we know that we are to pray ye one for another. The word of God says we are to pray one for another. Why? Because we need each other. Some people don't believe it, but it's the truth. We do. We need each other. So we get getting ready to close out tonight's program. But before we close out, I want to share with the worldwide listeners this final selection presented to us by Minister Sharon Rambis. Again, this song is titled Jesus Is All I Need by the Jackson Southerners. Enjoy this musical selection. We're going to pray that everything goes well. We know how the enemy tried to work when we're trying to do something for the Lord, but we're going to go for it anyway, knowing that God have us.
Bear with me just 1 second, please. Bear with me. We know there's nobody in the enemy trying to block us, but the devil is a lie. Pray. I am. Here we go. I need
Praise the Lord on tonight. Isn't that a blessing to know that Jesus is all we need? Why? Because Jesus promised in his word that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. Again, I'm so glad that God is not like man. God searches the heart. Man looks at the outer appearance, but God searches the heart. And I thank God that he knows who are true doers of his word, who are really serving him, and who are truly being access to the kingdom of God and not being liabilities. So I thank God for that word on tonight through Minister Rambis, a powerful word to remind us that God will make a way. So sometimes we just have to step out of the way, because sometimes we can get in God's way. When we step out of the way and turn it totally over to God, then watch God make a way. Just like he's made a way back then, he's the same God, and he has no respect of persons. And God is a promise keeper. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints on today. So continue to stay encouraged in the word, and no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear or what you see, or even what you might think, know that God will make a way, and he'll make a way out of no way.
I'm a witness, if you will, and I know that someone that is listening through this worldwide platform, that you know for yourself without a doubt that God will make a way. And sometimes we have to make it personal, because God is a personal God. He is one of those that wants to have a personal relationship with each and every one of his saints on today. So continue to stay encouraged. Continue to remember, no matter what it looks like, remember that God will, I'm going to say it again, God will, he will make a way. And he'll make a way out of no way, what they say, and he'll do it just like that. Before you can blink your eye, he then changed things when you put your total trust in God. Well, on tonight, I thank God for you, the listeners, and I'm praying that you will continue to spread the good news about this worldwide broadcast, this worldwide ministry, because, again, that's exactly what this is. It's a ministry, and I thank God for it. I don't take it lightly. I don't take you, the listeners, or lightly or for granted, because I know that you could be doing other things. You don't have to take your time to tune in and be, listen to this broadcast, but God is doing mighty things through this broadcast, and the best is still yet to come. So continue to pass the word to your neighbors and friends, even your enemies. They need to hear the word too and be blessed by the word. So I thank God for you, the listeners, on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to walk in, fulfill, walk in, and continue to fulfill your God purpose. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, again, we're going to continue to lift up all those that we called off on the prayer list on tonight. And then we also want to include all of those prayers that you, the listeners, that you may have that we do not know about. But thank God he knows all about the situations that we're all dealing with. So right now we're going to close out in prayer, knowing that God will make a way. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus, say thank you, because we know that you will make a way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have a perfect track record. You keep your word. You keep your promises. You are a faithful God. You cannot lie, fail, or change. You never slumber nor sleep. You're in total control at all times. So we just bless your name on tonight. We give you honor, glory, and praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each listener on tonight. We thank you for this worldwide platform, and we thank you for where it is right now, and we thank you even in advance for where you're taking it. It's going to go from level to level and from grace to grace and new levels that we cannot even imagine. And I just thank you in advance for what you're doing through this worldwide platform and through each vessel that comes forth with holy boldness, bringing forth and declaring your word, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved before Jesus returns, because Jesus is going to return again. And we just thank you for knowing that our risen Lord and Savior is on his way back again to receive his church. And we're not talking about the building. We're talking about the vessels, the saints that have accepted your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. He's coming back after us, the church. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, knowing again that you will make a way, and you make ways out of no way. And oh God, we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you for who you are. We ask, Heavenly Father, in advance that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow in every door all over the land that's going to be open in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will anoint your vessels. They're going to bring forth your word on tomorrow to the saving of many souls, to the point that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified on tomorrow is our prayer. Continue to have your way in our lives, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, and lift up our President Donald Trump and our congressmen and senators and all those that have the decisions-making rights, that they can change laws. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you will move on their hearts, that they would step aside and take away their personal opinions and differences and set them aside and do what's right for all people, especially regarding our gun laws and all those that are suffering with mental illness. Heavenly Father, we know that something can be done about it, but we need you to touch the hearts of the men and women that can make these changes and turn them into laws that they will be effective in the earth, where we, your people, will be able to get along even better, and we will be able to serve you better, knowing that you are in total control because of Congress and the senators and the president have made the right decisions to make changes that will make the life better for all people, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Again, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are comforting those that are in the loss of loved ones that are suffering from the bereavement and the loss of loved ones on tonight. Wherever they are, We ask that you will continue to comfort them, strengthen them as only you can, and continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies as only you can. In Jesus' name is our prayer. So we just give your name praise, glory, and honor. We again thank you for who you are. We just bless your name on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to know that God loves you. I love you too. And most of all, the Word of God talks about prayer a lot. We are to be praying one for another. We are to be praying for our president, world leaders, our law enforcement officers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, anyone that has control or rule over our lives. We are to be praying for them that they will be led by God, that they would do what's right for all people, that God would be glorified through it all. So on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to lift each other up in prayer. We're going to close out with this song, Pray For Me. Until the next time, good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, we have Minister Rembert standing by, and I'd like to give him a chance to give some words of encouragement to the listeners on tonight before we close out. Minister Rembert, we thank you for that powerful word on tonight. God will make a way. And then we close it out by your musical selection, Jesus Is All I Need by the Jackson Southerners. What an awesome, powerful song that goes right along with this message on tonight to remind us that God will make a way. And then we need to also be reminded that Jesus is all I need. So, Minister Rambis, on tonight, if you can share with us in closing, could you share with the worldwide listeners our closing word on tonight before we close out?
Okay, Brother Dan, God bless you and people of God. And thank God for this opportunity. Just want you to stay encouraged. Want you to stand flat foot on the promises of God, knowing that no matter what you go through, no matter the situation of the world, no matter the chaos that we find ourselves in, we as Christians is secure and wrapped up and tangled up in the promises of God, knowing that all things are going to work together for our good. And so just rest easy, people of God, knowing that God got your back, knowing that God is our protector, God is our shield, and God will never place more on us than we can bear. So people of God, continue to pray. Use that tool that God has gave us. Prayer works. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes situation. Prayer changes people. And so tonight, people of God, God is calling us to pray for our nation, to pray for our state, to pray for our city, to pray for our schools, to pray for our leaders, our mayors, our council people. Give them a heart of compassion. Give them a heart to have the people in mind, not just selfish motives. So tonight we thank God and praise God for this opportunity to be used as an instrument, as a tool for his glory. And so right now we thank God and we give him all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I'd like to give a shout out to your wife, Sister Tiffany Rambis, regarding her birthday. For those that may not know, we would like to say a big shout out and happy birthday to your wife, Sister Deaconess Tiffany Rambis. Happy birthday, Deaconess Rambis. We pray that God will continue to bless you, that as you continue to fulfill your God purpose, that he allowed you and bless you to see many more birthdays. Continue to enjoy your birthday on today. Well, Minister Rambis, again, as I was saying to the listening audience, we thank God for you. We thank God that you are a man of integrity. You stand on God's word, and that's what I love about you. And you deliver God's word with power, and that's what God is looking for, more doers of his word, and not just people that hear his word and don't stand on his word and do anything about his word and share the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's what you're doing. So continue to be the man that God has called you to be until he say, well done, is our prayer for you in Jesus' name. Well, on tonight, listeners, that's our program, our message on tonight. Once again, I want to remind you, God will make a way. And then as the closing song said to us on tonight, Jesus is all I need. And just as Minister Rambis just said in his message and words of encouragement to the listeners, we need to be praying more than what we're doing for one another. And we need to be praying that God would touch the hearts and the minds of those that have rule over us, from the president all the way down. That he would reveal to them how they can show love toward the people and show love and compassion and get out of their hidden motives and agendas and just do what's right for all people, that God will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to pray one for another, listeners. We need each other. Some people said it takes a village to raise a child, and that's true. And it's the same thing with the body of Christ. Some people don't believe it, but we do. We need each other. So we thank God for you to listen to us on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until next time, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.